Continuing our Houlton Wildcat basketball locker room chat, we shift our attention now to the boys' squad, and Coach Connor Bouchard joins us. The Wildcats are 3-1 on the season. The one loss to Sabetha last Friday night at home, 54-41, but a bounce back win this week, beating Jeff West 51-27. And a lot to talk about, Coach, but man, if you look at the start of those two games, they certainly went a long ways in determining the final outcome. Fell down to Sabetha 27-10, and could never get back in it, and then you jumped ahead of Jeff West 26-2 and never really let them back in it. I know certainly a big difference between Jeff West and Sabetha, and a lot of other things happened, but besides the start of each of those games, I guess what were kind of your thoughts and takeaways from the last two contests?
Yeah, well, I honestly thought, I mean, if you could also look at the end of those games, Justin, and flip those around too, because we played a lot better the last, you know, really the last 18 minutes of the Sabetha game. We had just dug ourselves such a deep hole in that one, and you know, we gave up 35 points in the first half, which for us is not acceptable. And then in the second half, we give up 19, and you know, in the fourth quarter, we gave up 12 points, and all 12 are from the free throw line. Most of those being, you know, fouls at the end of the game where we're trying to climb back in it. So defensively, we were a lot more turned up and a lot more ready to go in the second half of that game. Then I thought last night, you know, conversely, we jumped out to a big lead and then they maintained it. Credit to Jeff West. They played well, and they, you know, the last 22 minutes of the game, it was evenly played. So, you know, I think it's a challenge for our guys right now to stay locked in for 32 minutes. I think we've got a chance to be pretty good if we can put 32 minutes together. But at this point, we really haven't shown that we've been able to do that consistently yet. So that's going to be the next step for this team.
I thought your bench played pretty good the last couple of games when you kind of needed them. It was a struggle to get on the scoreboard. Kobe Black came in off the bench and got your first points to kind of get you going against Sabetha. And two big threes, I thought, by Ashton Schrick off the bench last night. So comfortably been playing eight, but it seems like more guys are becoming a little more confident and contributing a little bit more for you.
Yeah, I think eight guys is enough for me, to be really honest with you. I think we have the ability to be pretty diverse in what we can do. You know, the challenge with our eight guys is that, you know, sometimes it might bump some guys over to different positions. You know, Jake Zeller could be playing a four, and then the guy comes in for him for somebody else, and he might be moving to the three. So that's the challenge with our particular group of guys is that, you know, being able to be diverse in what you can run offensively especially. Defensively, I don't think it should be a problem because we typically switch most actions and do a good job of that because we have a lot of guys similar size. And so, but offensively, if we can find some consistency, I know we scored 51 points last night, but if we can find some consistency across the board, from all of our guys, I think, you know, I think that's going to help us in the long run.
Well, you have to feel like the shooting's going to improve. I mean, I feel like the last couple games, your shooting percentage probably hasn't been near as high as you would like, especially
right,
maybe from the perimeter. So as you go to Hiawatha here in your final game before the break against another tough team, I'm sure you feel like half-court offense especially will hopefully be a little bit better, huh?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's we came out against Burlington and played really well, started our season well, and one of the things that we did is we made a bunch of threes that game. And, you know, we said it in the locker room after the game, we're not always going to shoot it that well. So can you find ways to win games when you don't shoot it well? In the last few, we have not shot the ball well. But you can't let that, you know, great teams, not even great teams, good teams can win games with which they don't shoot it well because there's so many other things that can go on. If you're not shooting the ball well, then let's get the ball to the rim and let's get second chance opportunities and get some runouts in transition and score off of our defense and things like that. So, again, you know, we can't rely on threes this year. I think we have a chance to be a pretty good shooting team in the long run, but we can't rely on that. And so, you know, that's a great learning point for our guys is what are we going to do if the ball's not going in the basket from the perimeter?
Hopefully it goes in Friday night. It'll be a fun atmosphere at the Roundhouse before the Christmas break.
Absolutely.
Best of luck, Coach, and enjoy the holidays. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it.
Connor Bouchard, head coach of the Wildcats. The Houlton Locker Room Chats on KNZA are sponsored by Community Healthcare System, the Houlton Family Clinic, also by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank in Houlton.